Anyway, I get back to the group and I have to say, I'm really sorry, but I've broken all your stuff. She goes, that's fine, but it's not my camera. It's actually Canon's. They've loaned it to me. And so I emailed Canon and I said, really sorry, this thing happened. And they were like, it's fine, don't worry. By the way, we checked out your work and we really like it. Do you want to start doing some stuff together? So that's how I started.
Right, so you got your foot in the door by throwing their gear off a cliff.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Canon Conversations, the show where we talk to the most inspiring photographers and videographers both in New Zealand and Australia. That's right, this season we are changing things up with two hosts, myself, Ben Janae, that you're already very well familiar with, and Aussie photographer Jared Singh. We'll be interviewing guests from both sides of the ditch to bring you new and exciting talent. In this episode, Jared and I are going to discuss the new podcast format and tell you a little bit about ourselves so that you can get familiar with your new host. Enjoy. Alrighty, everybody, hello and welcome back to Canon Conversations / Convos, the joining of two shows, the mixing of the waters, as it were. Jared, how are you, man?
I'm good. Jared here from Canon Convos. We've formed an unholy alliance here, Australia and New Zealand coming together.
Yeah. Here we are. Our travel bubble has been extended, as it were. Jared and I, and oh, by the way, I'm Ben. Ben, the host of Canon Conversations, the New Zealand version, if you're listening to this in Australia and you're wondering who I am. Basically the whole point of this show today is to introduce everyone at home to the other co-host, the other host. We're going to be joining our shows moving forward. Jared has been hosting Canon Convos for Canon Australia for the last few months. I've been hosting Canon Conversations, you know, the sort of sister mirror podcast here in New Zealand. And we're going to be sort of joining forces moving forward. So yeah, we thought we'd do an episode where Jared and I get to know each other and you can get to know us. And it'll be great.
So moving forward, what we've done is kind of combine the channels. Whichever podcast you listen to already, you'll start hearing episodes from both of us. And the idea behind that is just to spread the love, just kind of get more content to your ears, and you'll hear from both Australian, inspiring Australian photographers, as well as from New Zealand, wherever you live. So it's just a nice way to kind of learn about new photographers and get inspiration from a wider bubble.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a cool way for, you know, people at home to hear from creatives, photographers, videographers that you otherwise potentially wouldn't, you know, that wouldn't cross your path. I think it's a really cool thing that both the Canon teams have decided to jump on board with. And so we thought we were just going to kick off today with a bit of a get to know. So I might jump in and ask Jared a real basic getting to know you question of how did you start with photography? Why don't we kick off there?
How did I start? I started by the short story is that I pretended to be a photographer to sneak into a music festival, and that was, you know, maybe 12 or 13 years ago. There's a lot more involved in there, but we'll keep it short. Yeah. Basically, I just pretended to be a photographer, and I found myself in this situation of, you know, shooting like Jason Mraz and Paul Kelly, like John Butler, all like my musical heroes. And I found myself in the photo pit at a massive festival with a tiny little camera that I borrowed from my friend. And all around me were these hardcore shooters with, you know, 7200s. And like, I just felt like the biggest imposter ever. And I was, it wasn't imposter syndrome. I really did not know what I was doing, but it was so much fun. And I just got hooked. Like, I love music. And to me, it was just like a really unique way to experience music that I hadn't before. And actually, the one thing that I did to learn how to take, because I never, you know, used a camera before. So I Googled how to take concert photos. the night before that. And this article came up by a photographer called Daniel Bowd, who we've had on the Canon Convos show. And that's basically, you know, the basis of my entire learning and journey in photography. And then since then, you know, it's, I still shoot a lot of music. That's still like what I love doing, traveling around with bands and seeing the world and going to concerts. And I also shoot a lot of tourism. So that's kind of, that's the basic rundown. And I'm going to throw it back to you.
Yeah.
How did you start?
Yeah, I mean, similar thing where I started with like a core sort of creative, passion of mine, which was dance. So I got a camera, like an old DSLR for my 21st birthday, started playing around with it, started making little dance videos with my friends in our garage and sort of going out, like making these little quirky dance videos and just, yeah, fell in love with filmmaking and videography and it all just went from there, really. Up until that point, I had in my head, I was planning to be an illustrator, animator, graphic designer. I went through animation school, did graphic design degree, illustration, and as soon as I picked up that camera, that all went out the window, and that was my new path moving forward. So yeah, it started with dance and then into filmmaking, and then eventually into wedding films. Kind of, it's just a way to make some money using a camera and having fun, really. Yeah.
Is that something that you found with, you know, when you've talked to your guests, that often a photographer's journey has started off with some other passion and a way to kind of, you know, explore that passion in a different way? Because I've found that with a few people.
Absolutely, yeah. It often does. It starts with music, or it starts with sport, or it starts with hiking, or some passion that they then want to sort of bounce off with this new sort of love of photography. Yeah, it's absolutely a common story.
Yeah, because I think it's often not an obvious thing that, you know, you love photography. People often have other like hobbies, passions. Like James Simmons, for example, I think surf was, you know, how his window into it. It's not obvious to begin with, but you just start realizing like, how can I document this thing I love, you know? And then it opens a window into a whole other thing.
And
sometimes you end up being better at that thing than your original hobby, which is much like me.
And that's totally a thing. And what I've found often, again and again, is people use photography as like a way to get more into their little niche. Like, I had a conversation with Kingsley Atwood, skate photographer. He would get to hang out with more skaters because he was the guy with the camera. He would get invited on more skate missions because he had the camera with him and stuff. And then, you know, Cy Moore and stuff, who came from music, touring around, documenting with his camera. It's often like a key to get you deeper into the thing that you're into, because you're the person who's documenting and creating these stories and stuff around those passions. Yeah, absolutely.
So what are you currently working on? What kind of projects are you spending time on now?
Yeah, so I've sort of got myself split sort of relatively in three ways, where I'm part wedding filmmaker, part like commercial videographer, and a lot of my commercial video work is for Canon New Zealand, and then part podcaster. So one of the shows I host is this one, but I also host my own podcast, Make Better Wedding Films, which is again part sort of an outlet from my wedding filmmaking. That's sort of basically me, mostly wedding filmmaking, and then I try and take things I learn from my commercial stuff, which is a bit more sort of like doco style, kind of a bit more loosey-goosey, and then try and bounce that off the wedding film stuff. Like I said, doing quite a bit for Canon New Zealand at the moment.
What kind of work are you doing for Canon New Zealand? Is it shooting?
Yeah, so
shooting video?
I'm basically doing all of the video content for, the New Zealand team. So anything you've seen on their YouTube channels, all of the stepping up your photography series, Obviously the podcast, producing all of that. We've been doing some like behind the scenes stuff on some photo shoots. So yeah, just a whole bunch of stuff like educational content for, you know, photographers to learn from other creatives, just like this basically. Yeah. And so how about yourself? How would you describe your current work at the moment? What are you sort of filling your time with professionally?
Well, you know, obviously it's changed a little bit over the past 12 months or so, but I think it's all coming back together. Yeah, like I was saying before, music, I love being around music and musicians, and I tour a lot with a couple. One guy is Passenger is one musician I travel with. And Angus and Julia Stone is another band I work pretty closely with. So, you know, in normal pre-pandemic times, you know, half the year would be taken up just traveling with those guys. And and it's great, you know, and that's just as much about the lifestyle as the actual photography. You know, taking photos of the same musician every night can get a bit repetitive. But just by the virtue of changing, you would just go to sleep and wake up in a new country, you know, on the bus. And I just love that. And I love traveling. And that's the other part of what I do a lot is tourism work. Obviously, it's been focused just within WA, which luckily I am based in WA, Western Australia, which it's a massive state. I don't know how many more times bigger it is geographically than New Zealand, but it would be a lot. So being, you know, trapped in Western Australia is not so bad, you know. And I've done a huge amount of work in regional, remote, and just up and down the coast for the last year. And that's been great because normally I don't have as much time to explore my home. But yeah, as things are opening up, I think it'll like extend out. I've done a lot of campaigns in New Zealand, actually. I love working for tourism over there. Lots of fun stuff. So yeah, that's what I do now. And a little bit of podcasting too. I've got, I started my own podcast. I was telling you before we were recording, I started maybe 4 years ago. I've recorded many conversations, but I've released one. And even that was a big step for me. It's a bit different. Yeah. I think it's because I see it more as a personal project. Whereas the Canon Convos podcast, it's great, but it's like we've got it down as a well-oiled machine now, and I just kind of got a team backing me, and there's a specific topic that we talk about, and it just has to get done. Whereas for a personal project, I'm like, it's not good enough. You know, I didn't do this right. I can do it better next time. I'll do it. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what's filling my brain.
You mentioned before we were recording too that you were quite a perfectionist with that project. Do you feel like you bring the same sort of perfectionism into your photography, or are you a bit more free with that?
I think it's the same sort of thing where if it's something for myself versus whether it's something for somebody else or a brand or a job, you know, long time followers of my Instagram will probably have noticed you'll rarely see me posting something once a month these days. Yeah. And that's the thing, like I've actually worked more than ever, you know, it just, the workload is just crazy at the moment. But you wouldn't know it from the social media side because, like, I see that as, I'm really picky about, you know, I don't know. It's hard for me to be very happy with the things that I do on a personal basis. So, yeah, I guess I bring it into everything. I think that's just a common, I've definitely heard that from the photographers I've interviewed on the Australian podcast. Everybody has this kind of internal struggle of, you know, thinking that what they're doing is good enough, or this balance between creativity and commercial side of things. Just something everybody grapples with, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. My friend Sai, who we'd had on the show as well, explained it quite well, where, like, as photographers and stuff, we are often balancing the role of like tradie and artist with our like commercial workers. Like, you're a creative person, you're an artiste, but at the same time you're a person hired to do a job like a tradie.
So you sort of kind of got to balance those two aspects when it comes to actually being a working photographer, which is always an interesting, interesting thing to do.
Yeah, constant struggle. And, you know, sometimes you find the sweet point when you really build some momentum and you're feeling good about everything. But I think it's rare that you stay there for very long, especially you just get overwhelmed again.
And so you've got your like music photography, you've got your sort of tourism stuff. How did the relationship with Canon, you know, come about? And especially around the podcast, like how did they get you on to be host of Canon Combos?
I've worked with Canon for a long time. There's actually a fairly funny story on how I first got in contact with Canon, and probably the people I work with at Canon now aren't even aware because this was a long time ago. But this was in New Zealand. This is where it happened. We're in New Zealand. I can't remember exactly where. I think it was somewhere near Christchurch on a tourism trip with some other Australian photographers. And we got to the very last part of the trip, and we were kind of in this remote location. And a helicopter was coming to pick us up, and everyone had kind of finished their shots. And I just had this one last idea where I wanted to do kind of a self-portrait of me standing on the edge of this rocky cliff. And I hadn't got it. And I was like, I just really want to get it. But I think my tripod had broken by that stage and my camera battery was dead. So I turned to my friend and I said, hey, can I just borrow your camera and tripod real quick? I just have this one shot. I won't be happy unless I get it. So she let me borrow it. I ran off, and this is out of sight of the rest of the group. So I ran off. I can't see him anymore. And I know the helicopter's coming in like 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, I got 5 minutes to get this shot. I set it up, put the 10-second timer on. And then as I run to get to the spot, I kick the tripod and the camera off the cliff. And I'm just standing there all alone. No one could see me. And I'm just looking at like this busted gear at the, not huge cliff, but I mean, you know, 10, 15 meters or so. And I didn't know what to do. I have to try and get it. So I climb down. I'm in my thongs or jandals for the Kiwis. I go and get it. It's like the tripod's broken. The camera's not so broken, but it's definitely scratched and everything. I get it. I start climbing up and I get stuck because it's not in the right footwear and everything. And then the helicopter comes and the helicopter starts circling around me, obviously wondering what is this random guy doing, climbing a cliff in his thongs. Anyway, I get back to the group and I have to say, I'm really sorry, but something happened in the 10 minutes that I've been gone. I've broken all your stuff. Like, I'll pay for it. I'm really sorry. And then her name's Jules, by the way. She goes, that's fine, but it's not my camera. It's actually Canon's. They've loaned it to me. So you have to go in, tell them that. And so I emailed Canon and I said, really sorry, this thing happened. And they were like, it's fine, don't worry. By the way, we checked out your work and we really like it. Do you want to start doing some stuff together? So that's how I started working with Canon.
You got your foot in the door by throwing their gear off a cliff.
Yep. I'm not going to recommend that as a, you know, effective brand strategy, but it might work. Catch the attention. Yeah, any way you can, get your name in front of people. Anyway, that's a very long-winded story of how it first started. And then since then, there's been a lot of work we've done together, you know, workshops. And then, you know, I've promoted some of the new cameras that have come out, especially the mirrorless ones. And then now the podcast. Yeah, it was just a way to kind of extend what we've already been building on. And I like it. I like that Canon is putting a lot more effort into these kinds of things and more education and building a community and providing value in that way. I think that's a really great way for, you know, a camera brand to kind of, you know, build a community and reward a community and say, you know, this is what we're about. We do all these cool things and this is why you should be on board.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you had a much straighter path to working with Canon than I did.
I mean, I certainly didn't throw their gear off a cliff, but
still time.
I mean, honestly, it was purely brute force getting my foot in the door, basically. I kind of pitched a spec content to them because Canon New Zealand hadn't really been doing much in the way of like sort of organic online content, like video content in terms of like the educational stuff. So I sort of pitched this idea to them, you know, why don't we do this like this YouTube series where we like follow photographers on a shoot and they can like, you know, talk to the camera and give a bunch of tips as they go. I'm like, sure, we can try that. So yeah, we got Jeremy Orbiton, a surf photographer down in Mount Maunganui, hung out with him for the day, shot this content, and the team really liked it. And then eventually, I think it was like a year or so later, some people left the team, new people came in, eventually sort of, pitched some more content and we were sort of off to the races and just shooting a bunch of stuff. Then COVID hit and all these plans for all these, you know, cool photographers we were going to go and film went out the window. And I was like, okay, what about a podcast that's, you know, all remotely recorded? And that was sort of our lockdown content. Sort of pitched this podcast idea to them. And because I'd been doing my own podcast, I was like, well, I can host it. We just just figured it out as we went and just did it. So yeah, that's why I'm here. You know, like, what is it, like a year later, still hanging around. So yeah, that's my
story. Nice. I think we cover both ends of the spectrum here with our approaches. Your hard work is your end and just sheer luck on my end.
Yeah, or just not sheer luck, because you were awesome enough that the luck of you know, like the situation you found yourself in led to them going, hey, this guy's awesome, let's get him on board.
There's similarities and differences in kind of our the way how we ended up here working with Canon. I think it's great. I think it's just about being there and being ready to kind of being like to have those ideas ready to go, like you're saying with the podcast and lockdowns. And you know, if you you have to have put in that work and you have to had that experience and knowledge to be say, hey, do you want to do something right now? I'm ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool, man. Okay, so yeah, I guess as we sort of round out this little intro show, why don't we sort of take a little look back at each of our shows, and do you want to sort of let me know your favorite guest or your best moment from Canon Combos so far?
We've done 10 episodes in these Canon Combos, and they've all been great. And half the guests have been people I already knew or my friends, and it's been really interesting. The thing I love about sitting down for something like a podcast is it's definitely with me and the kind of personality I have. I get much deeper into conversations with my friends, people that I've known for years and years, but we never sit down for like 2 hours and have a talk, you know? Yeah. So people like James Simmons, I've known for so long, and Alex Cohen, like both wedding photographers, really close friends, but by sitting down and putting a microphone in front of each other, we really dive deep into like the processes and motivations and stuff you don't normally talk about with your mates. So they've been great. And one of the last episodes we did, I also really love. It was with a 18-year-old photographer called Sienna Kaya. And that was – what was great about it was the idea behind that was to interview like a really promising up-and-coming photographer, a younger photographer, because everybody else I've talked to, you know, they've been at it forever and they've got all this wisdom and all these insights, and it's really great. But then to switch it and talk to someone and say, what's it like being a photographer now at this early stage? And, you know, and being quite inspired by her story and how like wise she was for such a young photographer, and getting a little reminder of, I remember what it was like being like that and kind of having that hunger, but, you know, also getting frustrated in some of the barriers in front of you when you're younger, you left less resources, you know, less experience, people probably take you not as seriously. So yeah, that was really interesting for me. I think if you're coming from New Zealand and you had one episode to catch up on, I think that would be quite a quite a good one, Sienna Kaya. What about yourself? If there's some Australian listeners here who haven't heard of your podcast, if you could point them towards one episode or one guest that you really liked, which would that be?
Yeah, I mean, look, I really struggle to get past Cy Moore. I mean, I've had him on my podcast. We've had him on Cannons, and he certainly makes the role of host as easy as it can be. The guy can just like talk for an hour, and it's all gold. What was Cy's one on for the Cannon one? Oh, it was on fan culture. So it was around like creating work that people can be fans of, and how that then sort of stops you having to like fight for the price of your work, and gets people to be like, I just want you to work for me, you know, similar to how mm-hmm. Cannon came to you and like, I want you to work for us, you know, like, so he talked really in depth and like related it back to the music industry, which is sort of his whole roots, which is really interesting. That's a great episode. And then also Darren Heath, who's originally from the UK but lives here now, is a Formula One photographer. And oh my God, his work is amazing. Just like probably some of the most different photography I've seen. It's like hyper contrasty, loads of motion blur, just this like neon spectacle. And it's just like, he's just like photographing Formula One out in the sunshine. I mean, it's not always in midday sun, but like it's something that he can't control really, you know? And that's what I found really fascinating. This thing that's like, the racetrack's there. You can't like go location hunting. Like that's where it is. That's what's happening. And he manages to create these images that are just mind blowing. So yeah, that was a really good episode as well. Cy Moore, Darren Heath. But yeah, we've done, I think, 15 episodes on the New Zealand side. And there's some good goodies in there for sure. And people at home are probably goodies in there for sure.
Now realize, people at home probably, by the way, that I do have a
now realize,
speech. And by the way, that I do have a
That will be something you have to deal with moving forward.
All right. Well, I think we'll leave it there. I think we've introed each other as best as we can. I'm really excited to start listening to the New Zealand side of things, and especially this. I'm going to check out that site. More episode
straight away, because
that sounds really, really interesting to me.
So hopefully you guys have sort of, you know, got up to speed with who we are. And so moving forward, basically our episodes are going to be alternating. So whichever show you are subscribed to on your podcast platform, one episode you'll hear Jared interviewing an Australian photographer or videographer. And then the next episode will be me interviewing a New Zealand photographer or videographer. So you won't need to subscribe to any different sorts of shows, just whatever show you've subscribed to, you know, just all the more variety and stuff will be coming your way on that platform. So should be really cool. I'm really excited to hear from everyone across the ditch, and it's gonna be really cool.
Awesome, can't wait.
Awesome, thanks Jared, and we'll see you guys next time.